Welcome to That Is Good to Know Radio Show. This program focuses on you, the listener, by providing you information, strategies, and practical educational tips from successful seasoned business professionals. Now, with today's program, here's your host, Jeff Stanislow.
Hello, Tampa. This is Jeff Stanislow, and you're listening to That Is Good to Know with your host, Jeff Stanislow. My co-host today joins us as well. That's Royce Pope. How are you doing today, Royce?
Doing great, Jeff. How are you?
Good. Are we going to drop some knowledge on Tampa today?
We sure are, as we do every single time.
That's right. That's our goal. We want to share and spread the wealth of knowledge at the whole show, and the concept behind it is That Is Good to Know. You can visit our website at thatisgoodtoknow.com, where we have all these great interviews and the people around us sharing their knowledge and expertise. The website is thatisgoodtoknow.com. You can listen into our previous episodes, check out some special offers from some of our guests, and do a lot of great things. So today, with no further ado, I'm going to introduce a good friend, Dan Austin. Dan is the owner of Faithful Deliveries, and Dan has been a Tampa native for how many years now, Dan? Like 10?
That'd give it away, but a whole lot longer than that.
There's a few gray hairs over here, people. We got some radio going on. But
I'm a Tennessean. Born Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm always a Tennessean.
Oh, very good. Very good. Are you, what's that, Rocky Top?
Something like that.
I saw Dolly Parton sang at the Tennessee game this weekend out there singing Rocky Top. And so that's fantastic to see her still out doing. Dan, Faithful Deliveries, tell me a little bit about what Faithful Delivery does and how long it's been in Tampa.
Oh, Lord. We've been in business since 1997, I believe.
We don't do math here.
So. Yeah, that's good. Because the date was all I had.
All right, very good.
Since about 1997, and we've just been growing every year, literally. And we deliver just about for every law firm there is, every hospital there is, and everything in between.
So, your delivery service company here in Tampa, and been in business for going on 25 years, and a lot of people think about delivery services maybe in the Tampa, and they think kind of like medical supplies. I know you do some of that, but tell us a little bit about. So you mentioned law firms.
Yes.
People think with electronics these days that, you know, that your industry is changed, but people still need to get things from point A to point B, right?
Oh, all the time. It's amazing how many calls we get at the witching hour where they just have to have something delivered ASAP. It's 4:45 and they need something in St. Pete by 5. We get that all the time.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. It seems deliveries has actually increased, even though technology has increased as well. Until we get to the Star Trek age, still need a hard body to move it.
So, law firms, hospitals,
printing companies. We definitely do a few individual people. There's a lot of we do a pharmacy.
Okay.
They deliver all their stuff, obviously. But we get calls from just random individuals who need something delivered on occasion.
So that's interesting. We're talking with Dan Austin. This is Jeff Stanislow, your host of That Is Good to Know. Dan is owner of Faithful Deliveries, and you can just Google Faithful Deliveries in Tampa and you'll find his website and everything like that. So, not being Big Brown or Big Blue, in the industry, a lot of people probably don't even know there's options to them for, individuals or small businesses. If they need to get something across the town, instead of having to, get in the car and drive it themselves, they can call Faithful Deliveries and you guys can bring it over there and curry it for them, basically.
Absolutely. And that's a great point. Like FedEx, they're known for the quick overnight stuff, and UPS is known for ground, and DHL, well, they're just not known, but anyway, FedEx, anything that you're sending on a quick type basis, it has to go to Memphis, Tennessee, to their hub. And you would be shocked how many packages get lost. Now, as much as they move, it's they do a great job. I'm not trying to bash them by no stretch. But when something is going from Tampa to St. Pete, why would you send it to Memphis first?
Right,
and so that's where we come in play. A lot of people would rather call us, and most of the time, what you're going to pay to have something delivered by 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, we can have it delivered the same day for a lesser price.
Okay.
So, you know, and a lot of that's why a lot of the law firms and medical and stuff like that use us versus FedEx, just because, hey, it's going to go from point A to point B, not point A to point B, then to hopefully to point C.
And then what types of things do you deliver, Dan? We're talking to Dan Austin, owner of Faithful Deliveries here in Tampa, has been serving the community for 25 years. You pretty much stay in Florida, right? And so you'll do local deliveries in Tampa, but you also work with you know, companies that have needs, if they need to have an office in Tampa, law firm or medical, but they also have an office in Sarasota or Naples, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely connect a lot of the offices for the law firms and a lot of the hospitals. You know, everyone's heard of Advent or HCA or even BayCare. We actually take care of them all. And, you know, there's a lot of hospitals that share medicines, equipment, you name it, they share it. And so we're keeping them connected via the delivery system. And, you know, a doctor will go in to do a surgery and he'll need number three surgical wire and doesn't have it. So we'll have to grab that and run it over to wherever he's at. And that we just, it's like they have one big warehouse and then we just make sure all those hospitals are taken care of and connected, as well as the law firms.
Dan, if I were to ask, you know, if I needed to call, let's say I needed to get something sent, you know, this afternoon, it's 2 o'clock now. I needed to get it over to St. Pete for 4 o'clock. What number would I call? What's the phone number or how, what's the best way to work with you?
813-225-1333 is the main number. We're 24/7, obviously, because of all the hospitals. But we are 24/7, 365. Last year, we and the year before, I'm thinking because of COVID, there was a lot of things that, or a lot of calls we were getting that people wanted to have something delivered to their parents, to their child, and friends. And so they would call and we would pick it up. A lot of it was like gifts. We've done that, especially when someone forgets to buy a Christmas gift for someone. Well, they'll get it at the last minute, and then they'll call us, and we'll run it over, and everybody has a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It's the last mile in logistics is always the most difficult mile, at least in my studies back at Michigan State University, who's known for, you know, putting out some pretty good logistics people. The last mile is also the most difficult, and it makes sense. But you're here serving the Tampa community for 25 years. We're talking to Dan Austin, owner of Faithful Deliveries. Sorry about that. And Dan, Royce was, and I were talking a little bit earlier. You know, we had our actually Royce's mom join us, who's an expert, a healthy home economist. And we were talking about some things that are kind of good to know around the holidays and making some decisions. So Royce had a question for you regarding in your space, your business.
Yeah. Yeah, Dan, thanks so much for being with us. Again, this is Royce Pope with That Is Good to Know. So you've been in the business for 25 years in the area. What does the holiday season look like for your type of business, and how do you best serve the community during this time?
Yeah, the vast majority of our clientele are corporations, you know, big business and stuff. So, you know, like the law firms, we will get a little busier just because the New Year's is coming, and there's a lot of things they have to have done before the ball drops in New York. And so, you know, we'll definitely get a bump up in business from that, and also from the hospitals. The snowbirds who come down, they play it that when they come down or they need to get something done, they will want to do it here in Florida and recover here in Florida while they're down for the 4 to 6 months. And so we actually get a lot busier with the hospitals during the winter months and through the Thanksgiving Christmas season, because people are coming down just to have those procedures done, and then they will rest and relax here and recover here before going back home. I mean, who wants to recover in, you know, 10 inches or 10 feet of snow?
Yeah.
Well, good, Dan. How about, like, just packaging? What's going on in the packaging world out there? Are you seeing any innovation? You know, is it still just the typical boxes? Or how about security when it comes down to delivering packaging? Do you guys got to get bonded, licensed, insured, and all that good jazz?
Yeah, we definitely have it all. But the one thing we do, and it's a little bit easier for us to make sure something's delivered to the person that is supposed to get it, not what they call porch pirates, I think.
Sure.
Anyway, sure. We won't leave anything there without, you know, the permission and instructions and the whole nine yards. For that reason only, you know, security. And a lot of the stuff we're delivering isn't something cheap and a, you know, a book or anything like that. It's something that has a little price to it. And so we make sure we go the extra mile to make sure it's safely delivered.
Let me ask you this. Are you starting to see, at least I saw, Royce, have you seen those Amazon boxes at like 7-Elevens and stuff like that? Have you seen those where, like, you can have
gas stations and stuff?
Yeah, gas. It's interesting because I wonder if that's taking off, because, like, I saw them a few years ago, but I thought, like, well, that's kind of a good idea. You know what I mean? You can have something sent to not necessarily left on your porch, but you can go pick it up at a local convenience store, gas station type thing. But it seems to me like, I'm not sure if that's taken off. Are you still seeing growth there?
We have a couple of attorneys, high-end attorneys, and, you know, they never get home, you know, at 5 o'clock or whatever. But they use us as a delivery hub.
Oh, okay.
And, yep, every deliveries they get for their home, Amazon will deliver it to us, or whomever will deliver it to us, and then we will call him, let him know we have it, and then he will give us, you know, the time that he wants it delivered to his house. And then we deliver it, since we're out and about 24/7 anyway, it's no biggie. We deliver it 8 o'clock at night or whatever, and then that way he knows he got it.
That's an interesting business model for that matter. Instead of, like, you can have things delivered to you, and then you can coordinate a better logistics time to have the item delivered in person.
Absolutely. And, you know, we charge a very nominal fee. We don't, you know, try to retire off of that one delivery.
Sure,
so,
sure.
But it's for them, it's so much more ease of mind, because they know, okay, my package is safe. No one's going to steal it. I'll get it when I get home, and everybody's happy.
Yeah, so once again, you're listening to That Is Good to Know. This is Royce Pope. You can find us at thatisgoodtoknow.com. We're going to have links up to Dan's great website. He's been serving the community for 25 years. Thanks again, Dan, for being with us. So I'm interested in your insights on how COVID impacted this business, because before COVID, people, you know, they'd get Uber Eats every now and again. But after COVID, people became very, very accustomed to having things delivered and sent all over the place. Walmart delivers groceries now. You know, Uber Eats has skyrocketed. Amazon has skyrocketed in volume. How has your view and how has your business changed since then?
Yeah, the year of COVID, we were extremely busy. I guess the only, you got to find the good in everything. So the good part of that is there was no traffic on the roads. So we were able to just rock and roll, no problem. But we were quite busy. We were definitely not short-staffed, but definitely, you know, stretched at the seams. And after COVID, we've definitely seen a little bit of a slowdown, if that's the proper word, only because people were shut up for so long, they wanted to get out. And
right.
So a lot of people wanted to, hey, I'll go get it. I want to get out of the house, and now I can. And so things slowed down a little bit on that end, and, you know, totally makes sense. But I definitely see things starting to come back around to where people, hey, I kind of like sitting in my recliner and having something delivered to me. So, and as everyone knows, it's just getting, you know, more and more. And my dad, you know, I mean, he's just very old school. He refused to even get call waiting on his landline, you know, if anybody has those anymore. But even he's starting to order things from Amazon and getting things delivered. We're trying to get him hooked on Uber Eats, but, you know, I think we got a ways to go on that. But so I think everybody's starting to figure out, hey, this is.